I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, unionized AT&T workers, members of the Communications Workers of America, walked off the job in several locations throughout Jersey today, protesting what they say is AT&T's failure to present serious proposals that invest in good jobs with a future.
You know, after months of negotiations, you know, we're more frustrated than ever with AT&T that they refuse to come to the bargaining table with serious proposals.
That's JR, who identifies himself as a union shop steward. During the three-day strike this weekend, a majority of AT&T wireless, wireline, and DirecTV workers fighting for their contracts are expected to be on strike. The latest on the story is at NJ1015.com. A travel-related case of highly contagious measles has been confirmed in a 16-year-old who traveled to Jersey on vacation. The person may have exposed others in Jersey while visiting between May 12th and the 15th while infectious. The State Health Department says the teen stayed at the Ramada Rochelle Park. Persons who visited the Ramada on May 12th or the 13th might have been exposed. This portion of the news made possible by the New Jersey Lottery. New Jersey is the diner capital of the world, so if you win Powerball from the New Jersey Lottery, you could eat like a king for the rest of your life. The current jackpot, $228 million. Get your ticket here because anything can happen in Jersey. New York police updating Thursday's Times Square incident when a car drove the wrong way in Times Square, plowing into pedestrians. Assistant Chief William Aubrey says 18-year-old Alyssa Elsman was killed and 20 others injured. Seven remain in the hospital with three in critical condition.
There's still three that are in critical condition, and there's one that's very critical, and she is a 38-year-old woman from Canada.
In Jersey, the Dunellen School Superintendent reports two senior girls from the high school were among the Times Square victims. He says they remain in Bellevue Hospital today. Their condition is unknown. A current senior White House advisor is under scrutiny as part of a probe into possible coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia. The Washington Post cites unidentified people familiar with the investigation. The advisor under scrutiny is not named, but described as someone close to Trump. Four out of five New Jerseyans in a new Rut poll say their neighborhood is a good or excellent place to live. Joel Cantor, director of the Rutgers Center for State Health Policy.
But strikingly, the ratings are quite different for some subgroups. Those who are low income from racial and ethnic minority groups, including blacks and Hispanics.
Cantor says many who live in poorer neighborhoods in Jersey cite a lack of the ability to get and stay healthy, with food store choices and personal safety on the streets often cited.
Hold on, hit the brakes.
Learn, laugh, stay informed. Podcasts from New Jersey 101.5. The New Jersey Guys. Debating everything from baseball to pro wrestling.
They bring their
A-game.
Speaking millennials. Spadia and Company explore what makes millennials tick.
There's a lot to talk about.
Available now from the New Jersey 101.5 app, iTunes, and Google Play.